Toronto. Five things to watch for in the Canadian business world in the coming week. Roger Shaw hearings. The Competition Tribunal's public hearings on Rogers Communications Inc.'s $26 billion proposed takeover of Shaw Communications Inc. begin Monday and are expected to last 4 weeks with oral arguments scheduled for mid-December. Rogers and Shaw are hoping to close the deal by the end of the year, with a possible further extension to January 31, 2023. Turquoise Hill vote. Shareholders of Turquoise Hill Resources Limited are set to vote Tuesday on a proposal by Rio Tinto to take the company private. The company's board has unanimously recommended that the company's minority shareholders vote in favor of the deal, however it has faced opposition. Canopy earnings. Canopy Growth Corp. is expected to report its latest quarterly earnings on Wednesday. Last month, the cannabis company announced it will fast-track its plans for the U.S. market with the creation of a new U.S.-based company meant to hold its cannabis investments made south of the border. Canopy also made headlines at the end of September when it announced it was getting out of the cannabis retail business in Canada. Tiff Macklem speech. Bank of Canada Governor Tiff Macklem is scheduled to speak at the Public Policy Forum on Thursday. He is expected to discuss current economic conditions, as well as the Canadian labour market. As a possible recession looms, Macklem has said the central bank expects economic growth to stall by the end of this year and the first two quarters of 2023, with growth somewhere between 0 and 0.5%. Cineplex earnings. Cineplex Inc. is scheduled to release its latest quarterly earnings report on Thursday. The movie theater reported it generated positive net income for the first time since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic in its last quarter. At the time, Chief Executive Ellis Jacob said it's hard to speculate what lies ahead for the business coming out of pandemic shutdowns as new variants continue to emerge. This report by the Canadian Press was first published November 6, 2022. The Canadian Press.